question. The question was asked, is there a point to saying prayers, to praying if you don't understand the words? There was a philosopher at the turn of the 20th century, Rudolf Otto. Rudolf Otto wrote a book called The Idea of the Holy, where his goal was to interpret religious language. And the idea of the holy, he talks about phrases like kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. One of the centerpieces of our davening, and he suggests, we can't understand it. It's impossible to understand certain words. Otto was a Christian, but he had great appreciation, even though he was German, he had great appreciation for the Jewish people, and he says the Jewish prayers, the tefillot, are incredible. Because if you're praying to God, who is impossible to understand, if you're approaching the Ribono Shel Olam, eternity, the infinite, one who can't even be described, so you bring with you descriptions that are undescribable. We don't even understand the process of tefillah. Doesn't mean we can't strive to understand a little bit of it. I want to look at a couple of pieces, slices of tonight's tefillah. If you turn to page Lamed Tet, something we say every night and something we only say tonight. So first, what we say every night. In Ashkenazi tradition, you know, Sephardic tradition is different. They say the same thing over and over again. It's quite beautiful. It's a different minhag than our yeshiva, but it's quite exquisite. In our tefillah, on page Lamed Tet, it says, "Lecha Adonai Tzedakah v'lanu Boshet Panim." To you, God is righteousness. And what do we have? Boshet HaPanim, embarrassment, because we're earthly. Because by definition, as the Maharal beautifully says over and over again, in this world it's impossible to be perfect. Mani donen uman omar, mani naber uman itzdak. How can we cry out? How can we say anything? What would we say? How can we justify ourselves? Nachasandra chinu v'nachkora. But what we can do, and we say this every night, let us examine our ways, let us pierce through them, and let us return to you, because God, we proclaim, we imagine, our understanding of Rabbanu Shel Olam is he's always waiting for tshuva to happen. God's hand is always stretched out. But on the one hand, if we look at this tefillah, it's kind of depressing. We're boshet panim. We're made out of the dirt of the earth. What are we? We know God's there. But I want to skip to the piece Moen. I was quite struck by the special piece we had, one of the special poems we had tonight on page Mem Hey. So while the prayer we say every night, and we're going to say it over and over again, what are we? We're not worthy. We're dirt. We're nothing. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Sometimes it's really hard to pray when things aren't great. It's impossible to pray when things are okay. When things are okay and life is going all right, it's hard to remember your, you know, Afar ve'efer, ma'an. It's hard to remember because things are okay. It's in travail. It's in the hard times. And I think when you get older, I'm not old, but I'm older. And when you get older, you see a lot of suffering. You see a lot of beauty. I saw 8 children born. I was there when every single child came out. One, we almost didn't make it to the hospital, which is my fault. Number eight. If Benny wasn't there, we did make it. I saw my parents dying. I was in the room my father died. You pray then. You pray when you see a baby born, your child, your future, and you pray when you watch a father pass away. There's no way to escape that. And the older you get, the more experiences that you have. But in the peace moment, I want to tell you something. I was struck by this. Tonight, I was wondering, what am I going to say? I don't know what to say. So go to Mem Hei. Yisrael Noshav Hashem Tshuat Olamim. Yisrael. I'm Yisrael. Us. What are we supposed to do? We should rely upon God, who is Tshuat Olamim, the perpetual redeemer. God's always there. He was there in the room when my father died, and he was there in the room that we barely made it when my youngest daughter was born. Gam hayom yivashu mipicha shochem meramim. The redemption is going to come from your mouth, you who dwell so high, ketarav slichot uval harachamim. It's a promise. We're defining God because the tradition, and I think this is beautiful. I'll tell you a quick story, and we're not supposed to go so long. When I was once, I led a youth group to Israel. And people's experience with the holy is always very unique. And I was a little more used to davening. I was jaded. It was a USY tour, if those want to know. It's a USY tour, and I was with a bunch of students who were 15, 16, 17, really didn't know how to pray, but kind of like they knew Shabbos a little bit. And I was there, and I'm a madrich. So what do? We show up to the kotel. I run into the side room over there. I like to daven inside. I don't like the sun. I'm allergic to sun. I go daven inside. And I come out, and I see these guys. They all have their hands against the kotel as if like they're being frisked by the police. Okay? And they're screaming Shema Yisrael because there's one of those guys. There are these guys in Israel. And he was one of those guys who's dressed in all white. He had a shofar and a long beard and stuff and a little odd. And he might ask for tzedakah afterwards. But he was making them say Shema. And he was like screaming it out. And these guys who were not used to praying were mamish crying. They were crying. I had to daven. For me, it was daven mincha. I got to daven mincha real quickly. I look at the watch. What time is it? And they were crying because sometimes we're so used to things that we miss it. Touching the rocks of the kotel. They're 2,000 years old. Caressing this poem. This poem which is hundreds of years old. This poem which absorbs the tears of hundreds of years of Ashkenazi Jews. Hundreds of years. You're touching the rocks. And on those rocks of words, what does it say? You God are Bal HaSichot. You are Rav HaSichot Uval HaRachamim. You are the one we believe will forgive us, will help us, will make us grow. It's a promise. We believe that this whole process of Slichot and Rosh Hashanah and Eser Mechuva and Yom Kippur and then Sukkot and Hoshana Rabbah and then the rest of our lives, we go through all these things, the wonderful things and the sad things. And the end of the day, what the rocks of the words of our tradition tell us is that God's there with his warm embrace. Thank you.